Maria, today is a very important day. Please do your best.
Yes, Chief, I will, he said before the chief of police ended the call.
He glanced at your watch, 11:36 a.m.
They should be here soon.
Just as you were about to check the security camera, the intercom buzzed loudly.
Delivery,
the man wearing the baseball cap said with a low tone.
I don't order jajangmyeon, he replied.
But this is jampong from Arirang Chiktang,
the man said again.
After hearing his reply, he readily pressed the button to open the heavy metal gate. The man rushed in with two other men. One was wearing similar all-black outfit like him. The other one had a black sack over his head and handcuffs around his wrists.
This way, please. He directed them to the interrogation room down the hall.
After they walked in, he locked the door from outside and went back to the monitor room.
Aryam, 21 years old.
You graduated recently as a top student from the police academy. Following your late father's footsteps, you plan to serve the country as an upright police officer, even if it meant that you could die trying, just like your father. Right after you joined the force, the chief of police, who you'd known for years as your late father's then colleague, assigned you to be in charge of a safe house at the outskirts of Seoul. Today, a mere week after your assignment, a very important guest was brought to your post to be interrogated. And the guest was Park Jimin, the right-hand man of John Jungkook, South Korea's largest gang leader. That guy, Jimin, was the most manipulative convict you'd ever seen. His face was innocent like an angel, hiding his villainous soul, which was darker than that of the devil. His criminal record was miles long, but he was so powerful and untouchable that your colleagues could finally get him only by sheer luck. You were watching the officers carrying out the interrogation through the security cams installed in the room, when the intercom buzzed again.
What?
I'm not expecting anyone else today. Confused, he checked the front gate camera and saw a man wearing a police uniform and hat low over his face.
Delivery,
the man whispered into the intercom.
I don't order jajangmyeon,
he hesitantly replied.
But this is jampong from Arirang Chiktang.
Fuck.
He immediately got up from your seat and rushed to the interrogation room.
Is anyone else from the team coming here?
Your heart hammered inside your chest as you asked the question.
No.
Why? One of the officers responded in confusion.
Fuck. Evacuate now. We have been compromised.
Right after you said that, a loud blast echoed through the building. The front gate was most likely busted open with a bomb. You swiftly pulled out your gun and pointed it at the door while the other two officers dealt with Jimin.
Quick, this way.
He guided them through a series of doors and corridors to get to the alternative exit. He felt the gunshots coming at you first before you heard them. The raining bullets forced your troop to hide behind anything you could find. The first thing you saw when you raised your vision was blood all over the floor. You moved stealthily towards the source of the blood and found that one of the officers was indeed lying lifeless on the floor, with gunshot wound at the back of his head.
Go out the green door and then turn right. Find the second door on the right side that's labeled storage. Open it and you'll find stairs to the underground tunnel. Run along the tunnel. Always turn to the right whenever there is a branch.
At the end, you'll find stairs to go up above ground where you'll find a car with the keys inside. Drive the car and bring him to the next safe house. The coordinates are written here. Destroy it right after you memorize it.
He explained quickly to your colleague and gave him a piece of paper.
What about you? He asked.
I'll distract them now. Just go.
You cocked your gun and shot it at the directions where the bullets had flown from, while your colleague dragged Jimin away. Your shots were responded with even more shots and a few bullets hit you in the leg and arm. The sharp pain coursed through your body and made you grunt loudly. But you didn't care because you had successfully distracted the mercenaries from chasing your captive. You tried to escape, but your wounded leg made it hard for you to run. Soon you were surrounded by the masked mercenaries.
Kill me.
Staring right at one of them, you guttily said,
Kill you?
That's too easy. We're gonna make you wish you were dead. His menacing words were the last thing you heard before everything went black. They threw some liquid on your face. The cold water hit you right on the face, pulling you back from darkness. You blinked your eyes, rapidly adjusting your vision to the blinding light. Judging by the bare concrete walls, it seemed like you were in some kind of underground room. You tried to move your hands to wipe the droplets of water off your face, but they were stuck behind your back. Sharp pain pierced through your muscles as you attempted to loosen the knot around your wrists.
Don't even try. It's useless.
You'll need all your energy. We still have a long way to go. A snickering low voice said to you. You squinted at the source of the voice and slowly
form materialized in front of your eyes. The first things he noticed were his dark hooded eyes, full of menace and suppressed fury. Despite them being slightly obscured by the dark hair falling over his forehead, his handsome facial features were overwhelmed by his malicious aura. "John Jungkook," he muttered under your breath. "Ah, so you already know who I am. We can skip the introduction then," he smirked as he stood up and flipped the butterfly knife in his hand. "You got the wrong person. I know nothing," he sternly said while staring right into his eyes. "Oh, really? Do you think you're the only one who knows stuff about me? I did some background checks on you too. Aryam? Huh?" The coldness of the blade as he glided it over your right cheek made you shudder. This man was famous for doing whatever it took to get what he wanted. Aryam, 21, graduated top of the class from the police academy earlier this year, a close acquaintance to the chief of police, grew up in an orphanage. Was that why they chose you to do this job? So that no one would miss you if anything happened, he scoffed. "Just cut the crap. What do you want from me?" He glared at him. "Oh, fiesty. Let's see how long you can keep that up. Tell me, where's my young?" His eyes darkened and his mocking expression turned serious in an instant. "I don't know what you're talking about." "Really? Shall I remind you then?" He nodded at one of the two other men in the room. The man speedily approached you with a baton in his hand. You tensed up and closed your eyes, anticipating the blow, but no one came. However, as you relaxed and opened your eyes, the man forcefully pushed the smaller tip of the baton into one of the gunshot wounds on your leg. The pain was so severe that you saw lights glaring underneath your eyelids. You shouted, you screamed. Cold sweat drenched your body and face. "I'll ask you again, where is Park Jimin?" Jungkook hovered in front of your face and asked.
I don't know."
As soon as the words escaped your mouth, Jungkook's underling pushed the baton into your wound again and causing fresh blood to seep out and flow down to your ankle.
"You're one stubborn chick, aren't you? It's okay. I have all day."
Jungkook's menacing sneer caused your hairs to stand up on the back of your neck. He tried so many different methods on you, each one more painful than the previous one, but he never got his hands dirty. His underlings did all the job for him. Every time you passed out, they would splash you sober with ice-cold water and continued with the torture. The cycle repeated for however long. You didn't know, because you'd lost track of time. You were exhausted to the bone, having no strength left. You couldn't even lift your neck or open your eyes despite being awake. "Boss, I don't think she knows anything. Should we just end her?" You heard of one of Jungkook's underlings said to him.
"No,
she must know something. Even if she's clueless, we can't kill her. She might be some of use because she's quite close to the chief of police.
So what do we do with her now? It's been almost 3 hours. I'm surprised she's still breathing after all the things we've done to her," the underling said again.
"Put her in one of the cells next door. Youngsoo, you make sure no one other than you and me come anywhere near her room. We'll try this again tomorrow," Jungkook said as he rose from his seat.
"Isolate Aryam? Most people will confess within the first hour.
I guess I've met my match," he whispered into your ears before the other two men dragged you out of the room. They threw you into a cell a few doors down from the room you were interrogated in and locked the heavy metal door. You crawled to the dirty single bed inside the cell and collapsed into the disintegrating mattress.
"God, please just let me die."
That was the last thought that crossed your mind before you passed out.